Hi. So today I just got off the Zoom with Marcy, and she is extraordinary. And I think this episode will be informative and moving for many. She also made an epiphany about burn that I don't think I ever thought of, just like a physical appearance thing about there being no mirrors, which I think is going to continue to blow my mind. As I process how truly incredible that is, because it really makes you go deep as opposed to focus on your image. It makes you think about how you feel immediately while you're working out, which is a gift. Anyway, here is my conversation with Marcy.
Hi, I just wanted to add an additional warning at the front end of this conversation. This podcast contains a conversation about suicidal ideation, and we encourage you to proceed only if you feel comfortable with potentially sensitive topics being discussed. Hi, I'm Margie.
I'm Marcy.
I had so many people recommend I talk to you, which I thought was so interesting because nobody recommended anybody initially. It was just sort of what brought you in the door
Right.
and what kept you coming back. Like, how do you get there? It was mysterious to me. I would see people or know people that went to burn, but I was not, I didn't go. And because like that hallway is so long, which I overemphasize often, I would look down there and I'd see steam on the window and I'd see people coming out, but I wasn't. And then one day I was like, I heard like the music pumping or something. And I at that point was like doing these little posts on Instagram. So I just like posted like, what is happening in there, you know, and a curiosity. And then I was like, the next day I was like, I'll go back. So I came the next day to go to take a class. And I looked down in the car, and I was wearing flip-flops. So I didn't walk in, needless to say, but I posted about it. I was like, I got so close. Like I dressed to work out. I pulled
Right.
into the driveway and then I looked down at my feet and was like, wow, you're not going to do that, are you? And then I left. And then I got a text from Jackie, a fellow burn mate, and she was like, so I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. And I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And then a whole lot of like regular stuff ensued where my son thought I was going to die because he was worried because he heard that burn was intense and like, oh, this is really funny. Anyway, and then I just did it. So,
And how long have you been going for?
I started last January.
Okay.
I think it
And
was, January, February.
what class do you go to?
Everything has changed because I used to go to 8:30 like pretty
Okay.
regularly, and then I took up this like kind of full-time teaching job. I do freelance arts teaching, and I ended up doing it more full-time in New Canaan. So
Oh,
I
okay.
did that for like 3 months, and then I stopped. And then now I have a back to sort of like a freelance, even though I'm still in New Canaan sometimes, freelance schedule. So really now I have to go much earlier and it's kind of harder. When do you go?
I go at 9:30.
9:30.
Yeah.
I don't know
So,
if I've ever been at the 9:30.
well, when I started, so I was a teacher
Yeah.
for 15 years.
What did you teach?
So I originally started first grade, then I went to kindergarten, and I'm like, I'm never going below kindergarten. And then I did pre-K five. and COVID hit, and my whole life just like everybody else's turned upside
Yeah.
down.
Yeah.
But
Were you
you know,
still teaching pre-K five?
so I taught in Bridgeport
Yeah.
and then I left and I taught at my kids' preschool.
Okay.
And it was the best of both worlds because I was with my kids and I was also teaching. But, COVID hit, whatever. I wasn't taking care of myself. I just got into this depression. And basically, I just dove right into work, trying to teach kids on Zoom,
How
while having
hard was
kids.
that? I was teaching acting on Zoom and comics and stuff like that, and drawing on Zoom. I was like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's
I was
hard.
like, show me that picture again. I couldn't even see if they'd drawn a room in a box or.
Right. I mean, for preschoolers, the whole point of their education is socialization
Yeah.
and fine motor skills and gross motor skills and all that stuff. So much is lost when you're not with them.
Yeah.
So basically what happened is I left teaching. I took a leave of absence, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
How are your
And
kids doing? Just out of curiosity, like how old are they? How old are they during COVID?
one was in kindergarten and one was in third, kindergarten, first, second, third grade.
Yeah, I had a third grade and a first grade, and it was extremely difficult.
Yeah. I mean, my husband was working from home, and then when I was hospitalized, I mean, I was in the hospital for about 30 something days
So you were
trying.
hospitalized during COVID for depression.
Yes, and suicidality and all
Yeah.
this stuff, and trying to figure out medications
Yeah.
and all this stuff. When I got out, I was like lost, like a lost puppy. I didn't know what
Yeah.
to do with myself. My kids were still going to school. My husband was still working. And I was like, now what? And my best friend, who's a stay-at-home mom, she's like, you need to come with me to Bern. And I'm like, no. I'm out of shape. I am literally just trying to survive. And she's like, you're just gonna come with me. Like, it's free for the week. Just come with me. And I was like, I can't. And then finally it hit the summer, and she's like, I'm picking you up and we're going. And I was like, oh my God. So we went, and I did the first class, and I was like, wow, this was really good.
What was your first class? Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure it was a cardio one.
Yeah, because my first class with Jackie was like burst. And apparently, when she told the other moms that we had like mutually knew, they were like, you can't take her to that one. That's a horrible one to start with. And then another, when I went to register, the woman, I signed the waiver and she's like, I'm sorry that you're here today. It being like the first one. I was like, what are we talking about? And they were right.
And then, I looked around, and I was like, there are no mirrors. It's like, this is amazing. Like, this is not a gym that I would think of in my head when I think of a gym. I think
Do you know
of.
that I've, in all my time of like talking about going to Bern, I don't think I ever realized that there were no mirrors. I think I what I
Somebody
took
who.
in was the that it wasn't presentational, which I guess is us reflecting on ourselves. So for me, I felt like it has this very like organic flow to it. And even though you start forward, you're all over the place. So it doesn't have like one POV. But it never dawned on me that in the past, that focal point was mirrors. You're so right.
And for somebody who has struggled with my self-esteem and body image, I had an eating disorder. It was, I almost started to cry because it was like, I don't have to look at myself, and I don't have to be in my head. And it
Yeah.
was just a way for me to just let go of everything. And I remember I was taking a class, and this was like 2 years ago, Destiny's Child, I'm a Survivor was on, and I just started crying because I was alive
Yeah.
and I didn't didn't know if I was going to be alive then. And sorry.
I'm already crying, so we're fine. I'm with you.
So then that happened, but then I went back to work. I went back to teaching the next year. And
Wait,
the
I gotta
season.
know just a little bit more about that first week.
Yeah.
When you went in and were you able to go, did you make yourself go more than once?
Yeah. So I went that week with my friend, and her name's Sarah. And like if there was like a partner workout, I was like, like grabbing onto her,
Yeah.
like, I'm sorry, she's with me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Back
Like,
off, ladies. This one's mine.
yeah. She's like, I'll be with you, don't worry. And like when like they were counting us up, I was like going like towards her, whatever. Like I was, they were probably like, oh boy, this woman like is so, but everybody was just the kindest, most welcoming
Yeah.
group. And even the other women who I was so lost in a fog of my own issues going on, but there was not one person that stood out that I was like, she thinks she's better than everybody else, or she, or I want to be like this, or I want, everybody is just on their own journey. And
Marcy, that's the part that blows my mind, is
right.
that I know, like today was the first morning, one of the first mornings I went in there out of desperation because I needed it. And it wasn't
Yeah.
about physical fitness. It was
No.
like, I need to, I was having like tension headaches. So I was like, I need to get work through this stress. And I have tried every other method at home in the last 24 hours and it's not working. I got up at like 4:30, but I can't go to the 5:30 class because it's too packed. It's like a rave in there. And then I was like, okay, I'll get till 6:30. And it was the minute it started, it was hard, it was armed, but it was like a massage to my
But
soul. I was,
today,
yeah.
oh my God, today was so hard. I was
Today
like,
was
can I
so
just
hard,
wash
but I
my hair
felt,
like this?
I know my hair is all right too, but my shoulders were so tense and they're still coming back. And I'm like, oh God, I have to find my way to get in there tomorrow too, because it's the only way. And I also just, it's true. It's like what you say to yourself during it that really grounds me. And I remember this at some point this week, Katika leaned in to say something to me and she startled me because I was like in an inner monologue and I like screamed into her little mic by mistake, like as if she had really booed me or something. I was so embarrassed and it like echoed. I was like, but I love that the private and public business, that working, being able to, and then kind of being witnessed, but not in. And you're right that nobody brings out. I don't look at somebody else and was like, oh, they think they're amazing. Like I,
No.
no.
Everybody is on their own journey. And I really started connecting to people. Well, I was saying that I left to, I started working and I felt overwhelmed and I basically wasn't using my membership because I was basically going back down.
Yeah.
Hospitalized again, this time put on a medication that made me gain 30 pounds in what seemed like a week, but it was really like a month. But
Yeah.
anyway, and I felt horrible about myself. I didn't want to look at myself. I didn't want to whatever.
Can I just
And
say something to you about the hospitalization?
yeah.
That to me is like thinking of all the responsibilities that you have as a human, because I know
Right.
them. I mean, I was hospitalized for a different reason. I had brain surgery, for God's
Oh my
sakes,
gosh.
in 2017. But as a mother, it doesn't matter what it is, like
Right.
what disease it is, what sort of, but anything that takes you away or makes you feel incapable of parenting is complicated and it hurts. But I'm so impressed that you were. That you read, that you were able to get out of and take care of that illness for yourself, or strategize how to fix it, and to allow
yourself to be hospitalized. And I just, there's a way in which you're saying it that it sounds like it was a bad thing when I look at that, and I think that that's like a life raft that you're taking and, refusing to
It's
bypass to try to just struggle and get through it. Like, it's super important, and I'm super, super, super impressed that twice, whatever, four times, like however many times you're in the fight to stay alive and you're doing
more than
it.
2 times, believe me.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm impressed.
Thank you. I told everybody too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to feel ashamed and have to lie. And the way I told my kids was that mommy has to go into the hospital because you know how I take medication to make my brain work and to make me be able to go about my day. And you know, they were younger then. And in order to do it safely, I have to be in the hospital. And they would say, "Oh, remember when you were in the hospital?" And I said, "Yeah, you know." And I want to live in a world where we can be like, you know what? I'm drowning and I need help and I need to find
Yeah.
the correct place to go because I have found out that there are certain places that you go if you need, you know, different things and if you're struggling with one thing compared to another thing and you know, and the general public doesn't know that because nobody
No.
knows about it. And I, you know, have been asking you know, to be a part, like to find other women around the area who have struggled with depression and anxiety, eating disorders, whatever. And they're like, it's all adolescence. I'm like, well, moms are suffering, you know,
And
or
dads, I
not a
mean,
mom. Yeah.
I don't, I mean, my husband has lost, like, I lost one of my friends. And it was shocking. I still, when I smile, I see her in my
Yeah.
mirror. Like, it's this trippy because all I remember her doing was smiling.
Yep.
And it's heartbreaking. And I had that's a conversation we can have privately about that experience. But my husband has lost a lot of his friends, elite athletes, to suicide. He was a ski racer, and anyway, it happened all in the last few years, and it's just been a quake, And I dipped in. I have suffered from depression and was diagnosed. I'm not medicated in this. I don't have it right now, and I was able to get through it a lot due to burn. But it was what was burn was like the step out of the deep end for me because it was something when I what was great about when I got diagnosed, which is with having, and I posted about it briefly in an essay I wrote, but they gave me like a test that was like, which this is what I really liked. It was like, so in the last 2 weeks, have you felt? And I was so honest because I'm like, 2 weeks, I can be honest about the last 2 weeks. It's very hard when you have suffered. I had never experienced depression before, and I'd been through brain surgery, death in my family, all that sort of stuff. I had had a lot of drama, let's just say, and tragedy that I had navigated, but the perfect storm of COVID, hormones, all this other stuff, work, life, took me, sideswiped me in a way that I didn't even know until I was not functioning.
Yeah, it
And
happens
yeah,
so fast.
it happens. Life happens fast. It happens fast, and you're caught off guard. So the 2 week thing was helpful. I also stopped drinking altogether. And I was started working out. And both those two physical things were enough to focus on to take the pressure off of my pursuit of parental perfection and all other types of perfection. They were challenge they were their own challenge that kept me afloat. And but I think It's a you're right. And I worry for adolescents because it is so prevalent, becoming more prevalent. But you're right, the ripple effect is everywhere. It's in all adult, it's in all people, but nobody, we're all trying to like white knuckle it.
And the thing that's burned has really helped me with is getting to know the trainers really well and doing the focus meetings. I meet with Ashley, Shep.
Yeah, I love, I love her. I've never done a focus meet.
So good. And she knows that when I get on the scale, she covers up the number. She, because I get attached to it and I can't have that. And the one thing Alyssa said to me, she's like, strong, not skinny. Skinny
Yes.
down, see, strong. Strong's in. Strong mentally, strong physically. That skinny shit, that was in the 2000s.
Yeah. Well, when I look at the bodies in burn that I admire, it's not a it has nothing to do with being thin. And I remember saying to a woman, I was like doing one of the up against the wall, our legs were on in like a squat. And I'm like, where'd you get those? Talking about her thighs. Like, I'm like, are you a skier? And she goes, no, here. I was like, what? I was like, you know.
And just the shift in my thinking and talking to Ashley about my muscle mass and knowing that my body is not just about the number and fat composition, it's about being strong and my muscles and eating, enjoying myself while I eat. You can have, different things, but also having, giving yourself the right nutrition to have a clear mind and to be able to work out. Because if you're not eating enough, you can't work out.
No, I
You
know.
just
I that
go into
happened to me
starvation
too.
mode and you're going to, for me, it'll be a nosedive. So I am always thinking, I'm not hungry. No, make yourself a shake. Have a protein shake because else tomorrow you can't go to the gym. And I know if I go to the gym in the morning, I set my stuff up the night before. So I wake up, put on my clothes, whatever, for the gym, and that's my routine. I go
Did you
and
ever work out like growing up? Were you like sporty or any of that sort of?
so I was never on like a team sport. My parents had me in like tennis and like, stuff like that. Dance, which I was not good at. That was like
It's still good for you, though.
yeah, but as a teenager, I suffered from depression. But it started off as an eating disorder. Well, really
Interesting.
started off as anxiety. And I was hospitalized then, and it was a lot of exercise, but it was not positive exercise. It was exercise so I can eat something. So it was not healthy at all. So this is really the first time as a 40-year-old woman that I am being healthy and taking care of myself and realizing that I've got two boys and I have a family and I'm here for the long haul and I got to take care of myself, my mind, my body. I mean, so I'm Jewish and
My husband's Jewish.
there's a prayer that we say, the Shema, which is like grateful for every day. And nobody knows this, but when they're like 5 more seconds and they're like counting down so slow. And I'm like, holy shit, I feel like a Barbie doll and my arm's gonna pop off. I say the prayer and I'm actually praying in the
How
gym.
does it go?
It's Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kvod Melchol Toli Olam Ve'ed. And then it can keep going, but I stop there. And it's thanking God for being alive. And nobody knows that I do it, but I'm doing it. I'm not a religious person, but one day it just popped into my head and I was like, okay, here I go. And I just, that's how I'm a sweaty mess at the end. I didn't know that my head sweat so much in my
Oh my God,
life.
I'm so ugly. I take pictures and post them. It's shocking. I'm like bright red, and then I get really white all right here. I have
Oh,
no
I have
pigmentation.
melasma, so I'm all dark over here. So it looks like I have a mustache.
We
Well, I'm not missing
should
anything.
take a picture. We'd be such a cute pair. I'm like bright red with like, my husband's like, where's your vanity gone? I was like, it doesn't exist. 'Cause it's like, and every picture that
I
they
wonder
take,
why
I
that
don't
is.
know. I'm sure I could ask a doctor and be like, why is it just, I don't
I
know.
want that.
I can't figure it out. It's just, but my whole, and I used to, I remember the first week I went to Granola Bar to get like a muffin or something after. And the guy gave me two scones. I was like, I don't need two. And he goes, no, I think you do. Like he like gave me, he gifted me a scone because
That's
I
so
looked
funny.
like I was going to be my last potentially ever. It was like, it's, you know, I find now like what I love about this is when I started trying to work, like I did dance. I was within theater, you know, so that's a different style of dancing. But so I would do that. But when I had children afterwards, you know, everybody was working out and I didn't know, it didn't entertain me. I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I suspected this sort of group training would appeal to me, like the circuit stuff. And my brother, you know, boot camp, my brother was a Marine. Like I had like ideas of like the competitiveness with yourself would be appealing to me. But I had no idea that like I you know, it's interesting. I took a theater class once and there's this thing in theater, not once, I was an actor, but the theater, it was experimental theater, and there was this thing called the Grotowski method, which is like, and it was called a circle of death, and you would do this thing in a circle as a group every day, the same exercises, and you would try to get them down doing them like at the same time. And it was such a big deal because I got physically fit during it because of it. Every day we were doing these physical exercises that eventually I could do like push-ups I could never do before. And I find with burn, it was sort of, it felt like watching hair grow because you, it isn't immediate, but like my husband came and witnessed it. It was so obvious that I was strong, even though I looked like myself. And even now I'm always surprised by my strength. I can't believe I'm even saying that because that was not the case prior. And but so much goes into it. It feels like I think the mirror thing is going to blow my mind because I think I knew that, and but I forget it. I forget that that's, I think that's a huge thing.
It makes it so you're not focused on how you look, and you can't look behind you at other people, what they're doing, and it makes you be reflective on, what you're doing instead of being, distracted by the images in front of you. And, there aren't pictures on the wall. There are words on the wall. So if you're looking, inspire, empower, it's, and like sometimes like when you're doing a repetitive exercise, and I'll be like, inspire, 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 inspire. Like it just, because there's no need for images. There's no need for any of that stuff. It claps your mind, and this is just, it brings, allows you to have some clarity and,
How many
random
times a week do you go?
five.
That's incredible.
It was not always like that. It took a lot and a lot of motivation from friends and the people at the gym. And I remember, oh my God, you know Tara, the
Yeah.
trainer,
Yes. Yes.
Ball of Sunshine.
I call her the angel, but yes.
She's the first time we ever ran around. I'm not a runner.
Yeah.
I walk faster than I run, literally. Like I don't.
Okay.
But it does. And the first time we had to run around the parking lot, I legit had a panic attack.
Yeah.
What? I won't be able to breathe. I started panicking. And she ran with me the entire time. I couldn't talk, but she was talking to me all the way through it. And she saw that I was struggling and that I was about to just continue running to Dunkin' Donuts.
I know, right? Oh my God.
But and I'll go up to her, I'll be like, and she'll go up to me, remember your first run? And I'm like, I'll never forget it because I almost didn't do it. I almost just
Yeah.
left. And there were times I was looking back, I used to take do journaling, where and it said I left burn early. I couldn't do it. But I always came back.
That's so awesome. I think that's important because I have friends, almost so few friends that have come and stayed. And for me, it's like all sort of everybody has their own mental scape that when you come in, if you're telling yourself things and this, it's not a healthy environment for you. You know, like if something starts to intercept what I believe is total positivity. But if that's not your interpretation of it, it's like trying to get some guy to like you. You can't, that's not going to happen. You know, like you can't force stuff like that relationship, especially when it's your relationship to yourself. And I generally, my window was primed and ready to go. And I know I needed it, in more ways than one. So it really met my need, you know, it was like perfect. But I think that I've had friends come and they'll do it and I know they sense the benefit, but it doesn't meet with the lifestyle that they're living or the, you know, something is pu keeps pulling them out. But
I
what I
think.
love is all the people that are there all the time. That's the other thing that gives me excitement was I'm like, look, these people, they're here all the time. And it's so every time I see these familiar faces, it's just incredible.
And you get to know everybody's name, and you
Yeah.
get to know, and they get the first time somebody called me by my name, I was like, how did they know my name? Like I was so to myself, and that, you know, when the trainers call out looking, you know, looking good or looking strong, whatever, keep going, you know, people hear your name and they, you know, whatever. And I was like, how did she know my name? Like, what? I don't. And I was like, oh, like people are actually like, I started interacting with people and getting out of my shell more. And before, you know, camp, I always go 15 minutes before because I always have to use the bathroom before.
Yeah.
But I would start talking to people. It wasn't just me stretching and being like, you know, to myself. Because my friend did stop going. Because she started working and she couldn't figure out a way to get it in.
Yeah.
But you know, I told you how I told Alyssa, you know, that burn has saved my life. And I say that not meaning that it has taken away my depression or that it has cured everything, but it has given me routine. And it has, that's hush. Sorry, that's my dog. It
Okay.
has given me structure
Yeah.
to start my day and continue my day. Whereas if I didn't have that, I would have stayed in my, I would have sent my kids off on the bus and been at home and struggled to go out and run errands.
Yeah.
Now after burn, I run errands. I get
Yeah.
home by like 12 o'clock and I, you know, do things around the house and before I know it, the kids are here And then I'm like, I made it. I made it another day, you
Yeah.
know? And the days that I can't go to Bern, if my kids are sick or something, I go in the afternoon. And I realize that, first of all, people who go in the afternoon are like heroes because I don't know how they do it. I'm exhausted and I'm like, oh
Yeah.
my God. But going in the morning for me starts my day and prepares me and my thinking that you can do it. You're strong. You got this. Things might suck right now, but you just kicked ass. You did it. It might have been messy and you might have like had to stop a million times and guzzle water, but you did it.
That's the weird, that's the other part, the salient point of it for me in Bern specific is that it's such an individual goal when you're there, no matter what day of the week it is, whether it be burst, agility. I feel like it's my own accomplishment. It's what I give to it. If I'm like, they always say you can do hard things. And if that is the day I can push myself to push myself, then I do it. And afterwards I'm like, look what I did. And I agree that I think starting, it's not the same as like running and doing that same routine. There is something I never look to see what's being run the day that I'm going. I have a hard time signing up. I usually sign up once I get there because I don't want to deter myself. Like if I hear that my brain will intercept and be like, no, you don't want to do that today. You'll go tomorrow. You know, if I, the less I know, the better. That's
Yeah,
my point.
that's good.
You
For me,
know?
I'm opposite. I need to know everything beforehand.
I love it. Yeah, I don't want to know anything. I mean, I get so baffled. I walk in there. I don't know what's happening. I imagine if you filmed me, it would all look the same. Like I look confused. Like, how did I land here? And then it starts, and then I leave, and then I remember I forgot my water bottle. Then I go back, and then I get my water bottle, and then I exit into the parking lot and can't find my car
Oh, always,
every
always,
day. And I'm
always.
like,
I always go this way, and I'm like, nope, this way.
and then they just see me walking the parking lot so disoriented and red. It's like so embarrassing.
Everybody though, it's everybody's like, oh, this, no, there I am.
My God, it's
So,
so funny.
yeah. So, I mean, do you think I'd be a good fit for the podcast?
Oh, you're on it.
Oh, this is it right now?
This is it.
Oh.
This is the podcast.
Oh, okay.
This is as fancy as it gets.
Nice. Okay, great.
Yeah. This is it. It's, you know, for me, it's just about talking, you
Yeah.
know, and having people hear other people's experiences. And if I'm honest, as vulnerable as this one felt on your side, I'm sure, and even on my side, if I felt vulnerable, every one of them has had a sense of, you know, we all want to be heard in on some level. And our story, a lot of stories, often mothers' stories are ones of support, but they themselves are not necessarily heard. And, you know, and men as I think it's just that thing of like, I think everything is inspiring once it's distilled and you hear and you understand somebody and what makes them do this. And for me, my curiosity or what drives me or makes this the easiest thing that I'm doing right now is I love hearing how people do it, how they get up, what do they tell themselves in the room, how do they get through the door, what surprises them, you know, like everything we just talked about, basically. One of the things, another thing that Bern does for me to get me out of my own head is looking at other people, just physically seeing other people. I think that's the hardest thing with any sort of depression or COVID or isolation or loneliness or anything is you're alone or you feel alone. So seeing other people doing hard things, or it's like witnessing, it's, you know, I think it's why we put kids in group sports so that they can witness and be a part of something, you know, bigger than them, just themselves, you know.
I mean, even the high fives alone, and I've said this, it connects you to somebody. It makes you look at somebody in the eyes. It makes you smile, even if you think that you're going to die. It makes you get off the ground and not crawl to the next station.
I
You
did
know?
crawl today, so I did. I
That's
fully
okay.
crawled today.
I crawl sometimes too. It's just the psychological aspect of all these things that Burn has put into their environment that makes you feel good. You know, it's like they're pumping, you know, serotonin and endorphins into you, and it's connection. I think that's the main aspect is connection.
Well, I think
There.
that's a good point, because I think that when I think about this podcast or why we initiated it at all was in that similar way of trying to connect the community, just to have a little bigger and broader understanding of one another,
Yeah, for sure.
who, you know, who, how we all can relate to one another within the room as well, you know,
And
though we don't know one another.
I think I hear a lot of different conversations going on, and so many people have so much in common, and you just don't realize it. You know, someone is, you know, saying, "Oh, you know, this morning with my children going off to school was really, really hard, and I'm just about to cry." And I'm like, "Oh my God, me too." And there's all these things in our lives that we don't talk about because they're just expected of us, and it really brings you closer to somebody and out of your element. If you're stuck somewhere, that helps me. And it's become a habit. You know how they say you have to do something for a certain amount of time for it to be a habit. It's become a habit. You know, I went away and I was like, I need to find a burn. And my husband's like, but we're away. I'm like, but I need to move my body. Like, it's not about the calories burnt or whatever, even though I've got to have my watch on when I'm doing it. I have to move my body and it makes me feel better. It makes me start my day. And I found one and, you know, it was great. And it helped so much. You know, when I go, it's a big difference than when I don't go. And there's so many different aspects to why. But I think the main gist of it is connection.
Well, I love that, Marcy. It was so nice to meet you.
It was nice meeting you too.
And I can't wait. I'll have when I can do a 9:30. Now that I know you're there
I'd love
5 days a week.
to
I can't wait. Anyway, it was so nice. And I would like to connect outside of this too. It was really great to talk with you.
Yes.
I'm scared for tomorrow, whatever it may bring at Burn. Although I think I know what it is. I think it's burst.
It is. I won't be there. I'll be on the baseball fields with my kids, but you know, Godspeed.
Godspeed, right? Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
If you are in crisis or looking for information about a specific topic, please call 988 Lifeline. It provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, prevention and crisis resources for you or your loved ones, and best practices for professionals in the United States. Again, that's 988 Lifeline. And now listen to Survivor by Destiny's Child, inspired by Marcy's episode. Thank you for listening. Bye.